Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Party Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Codust, and our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene, is not with us, so we're going to get started with our birthdays. The very first birthday I have is Miss Renee Melody, G-A-G-N-O-N. I can't even say your last name, sweetheart. Then Ray Revels, happy birthday to you. Mr. Todd Stimson, happy birthday to you, Todd. And then Stanley Gibson, happy birthday to you, Stanley. And that is my Facebook family and friends birthday. The weather, it's a cloudy 43 degrees today. And, I mean, the temperature is still dropping, seems like it. I mean, it's just going to continue to drop. And, I mean, it's been cold, cold, cold all day long. It's just been freezing cold to me. It's like, oh, winter is here. I dislike winter. Dislike it. And that is how it is today. Well, sorry. Sorry. That's what happens to you when you get past 50. You yawn, try to fall over and fall asleep. It's like, whoa, somebody give me something to drink. Water. Water. Water is life. Man, what a... I wish I'd actually shared it. There was a beautiful video that I was listening to earlier that, let's see, Miss Kimmy might have shared it, Kenilla Russell, about the Indians out there. You know, over 10,000 people are out there, you know, right now. Great thing, let's see what Whoopi Goldberg, what they're saying here on this about it. Hang on, it's about 3 minutes and something. It's got Whoopi on it. Here we go.
Dakota Pipeline. It's just they're using water cannons. They're saying, no, no, we're using hoses. It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. If you're shooting people with water in a cold temperature, it's you're shooting people with water. These folks are protesting. It's their right. They're right. This is what we have in the United States, to protest when something is wrong.
Yeah.
And I thought we were smart enough to realize that shooting people with water, it didn't work in the 50s, doesn't work in the 60s. It doesn't work. Stop doing it.
I think what's very interesting and important to note is that these are people that are protesting the fact that there's going to be a pipeline through Indian burial grounds and grounds that are very important to our Native American communities. And they could make them sick because of the water infiltration,
yeah.
Right? And I think what we also need to remember is that the CEO of that pipeline company, Kelly Warren, says that he's 100% sure that the pipeline will be approved by the Trump administration. And that is because in June, he donated $100,000 to the Trump Victory Fund and a further $3,000 directly to the Trump campaign. And then Trump's campaign financial disclosure reveals that Trump, his investments in that company are between $500,000 and $1 million.
Bought and sold.
There you go. There you go.
I mean, this breaks my heart because I think a lot of these people protesting are genuinely concerned about their health. They're concerned about their drinking
water.
And President Obama is president right now. And, you know, I saw Bernie Sanders calling upon him.
Mm-hmm.
He has a lot of power and he has a lot of respect on this issue because he cares very deeply about the environment and about local communities.
Right.
I think he needs to step up and do something to calm this situation and to let these protesters know, if nothing else, they have a right to be heard. Because let me tell you something. If something was impacting my drinking water, I would want every right to speak my mind. And I would oppose it.
The leader
of the Standing Rock Sioux tribe called on President Obama yesterday to stop the pipeline and said, it's time for President Obama to condemn these tactics and this pipeline. Our culture, our children, and our homelands have repeatedly been stolen from us.
So let's make this very, very clear. Mm-hmm. He can stop it. There's no guarantee it's not going to be restarted in January. And so I think, because he spoke about it, what, last week, I think.
Yeah.
And, you know, Congress and the Senate, all these folks who were there, you know, I'm sure he said, yeah, I'd love to do it, but I don't want to say, okay, boom, it's not going to happen, and then come January 1st, you're back in the same place.
Yeah. I think the key, though, is if there were some type of plan to reroute it, if he could kind of be in the leadership position to reroute it where people who are pro-energy infrastructure and all that could get behind it, and you could bypass the situation where these people felt protected at the same time, by the time somebody like a Donald Trump gets in, progress would have begun already, and these people would have felt protected.
There's not enough time.
So,
there's not enough time.
Yeah, and also rerouting, they suggested, it's been rerouted. This is where it was rerouted to.
Well, this isn't going to work.
Because the community that it was going to go through before said, we don't want it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then they said, oh, well, we'll just put it over here. And the Native Americans are saying, okay, enough. Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen. So with the alt-right guy, see, that's what I'm trying to explain to you. It ain't just your country.
Mm-hmm.
The Native Americans were here first. This was their country. So Obama, Senate, Congress, House, everybody.
All of you.
Fix this if you can.
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. Welcome to the show, Pioneer Paula. That's exactly what we get. You know, it's fix it. I don't give a fuck who fixes it, but fix it. If you've already rerouted it once because the neighborhood of white people protested about you bringing it through there, what makes it different and makes it okay to go through the Indians' land?
Exactly.
You know, redo it. Go around some other work.
Or not have it in something different for energy. Like grow
hemp. I'm going to tell a lot of Kentucky people, you know, we've got a pipeline that runs right through Kentucky here. Do you think people are aware of that? We've got a big, massive pipeline that runs through the state of Kentucky.
Right.
Google it, people. Google the Kentucky pipeline and see if I'm lying to you. It'll show you a map of the pipeline going right through Kentucky.
Right.
So we've got one. We've already allowed it to go through here.
Because our legislators probably had it go under the table and nobody knew about it till it done happened.
Right. I can't remember what year it was. I had just learned about it like a week or so ago, and I've not done a lot of research on it. But, I mean, it's just like there is so much corruption that it would make your head explode. And there's not enough time in a day for one person trying to seek out the corruption that it would take a massive army of people. I mean, that's how bad the corruption is in this country. It's not just this state, but it would take a massive army to straighten this corruption out. You know, man. And where do some of these people come from? I'm thinking, where do you people come from? You know, I cannot figure out where they've come from, Paula.
Another planet, I think.
Did you happen to have any birthdays today, baby?
Yes. Benita Walker, happy Hempy birthday. I met her at the town hall meeting we had in February about medical cannabis, and we meet every Wednesday night at Purcell's, and I'm so blessed to have her as a new friend.
Well, happy birthday, Benita. Is that the only one you had?
Yeah, and yesterday was my cousin, Joel Cavett.
Okay, you got a belated one then.
Yeah.
What is your weather, Paula?
Fucking cold.
It is, like, Paula.
Oh, it says it's up to 48 now. It's warmer outside than it is in my bedroom.
Right. Well, sad and tragedy. The mother that played as the Brady Bunch mother passed away yesterday on Thanksgiving. That's sort of sad.
I thought it was today.
I think it was yesterday when she passed away, Paula.
Oh.
And they're saying it was today, but it was actually yesterday. I think they sort of kept it out of the media because it was Thanksgiving. But I don't know. I'll have to confirm that. But she did pass away. I thought, well, that's sad. And how many women out there tries to be a mother like her?
Right. Right.
I know so many mothers that can't even cook. I mean, can't even cook. You know, they believe in going to the restaurant. It's like, all right, here we go. Oh, man. Crazy. Crazy.
Well, I had bologna and cold stew yesterday.
Well, I've read a little bit of some talk and found some hate stuff. And, you know, this doesn't mean in any way, shape, or form in political, what I'm about to say. This is nothing political. But I'm seeing a lot of hate on people are trying to say now that Donald Trump's son is autistic. And if he is autistic, it's none of your fucking business. And I think that it's pretty petty that people are hating and putting a child involved in grown-up political bullshit. I mean, you know, and I guess Rosie McDonald has been having a field day over it. And, you know, and she is autistic. Right. Well, I'm thinking, man, I mean, damn, you're attacking his son. I mean, it's bad enough she first attacked his dead brother. I mean, come on now, people. It's out there. She attacked the man's dead brother. Now, you're attacking the dead and being disrespectful.
I don't watch that bitch. I don't watch that bitch.
You know, I'm like you, Paul. This is what's brought all this about. Now you're going on about, you know, and everybody, even grown-up men and women, I'm seeing men and women, not just Rosie O'Donnell, but other people, making fun of autistic children. And I'm going to tell you people, you know, and it's like, well, that's one reason he's against vaccines, you know. Well, he was 60 years old when he had him. Well, you know, it's none of you people's fucking business, you know. And if that's the reason she's not moving into the White House, also to help him to finish with his schooling and stuff, again, nobody's fucking business, you know. It's like, damn. Man. I think there's more important things. Let's talk about their spraying water on the Indians out there in freezing fucking temperatures. There's no way to get warm.
Right. And in
you got
Portland, Ohio,
people.
They can't even drink water, their water, so they're wasting good water.
Right.
Spreading the Indians, and everybody in Flint, Michigan just sucks to be them, I guess.
And we have military veterans out in the cold right now wondering where they're going to sleep tonight.
Exactly.
You know. More important things, people. More important things, you know, than being cruel. I mean, that's just to me. That's being right down cruel, evil, and spiteful. I mean, you know. I mean, this is
the most
child.
Are now.
Well, I have to believe you, Paula. I think I'm just going to get worse with my mouth. I actually got told last night, which I blocked 5 people last night, because I had shared a couple of gospel songs, and that's the only thing that I can figure out. But I got called racist, and I wasn't even able to reply to it because of the blocking things. But I got called racist, and I haven't made one racist comment on Facebook. You know, I'm the furthest thing from being racist. I still am trying to figure out what I'm racist about. And the only thing that I can come up with is, what, because I believe in a higher power? I don't force that on nobody. Hey, if you don't want to worship nobody, that's fine, or believe in a higher power. None of my business. I'm the type of person, it's none of my business. It doesn't affect me. You don't live in my house, I don't have to see you, you know. You don't help pay bills. You don't help wash dishes. You don't do laundry, you know. I mean, unless you're doing that kind of stuff or around in my house, you know, it doesn't matter to me. If it's happy, what makes you happy, I'm happy for everybody. But, yeah, it's like, man, racist over gospel, though. That's a good one. I mean, that's the only thing I can come up with. Oh, well, weeding you out, weeding you people out, weeding them out. Let them go bye-bye, Paula. They say the best way to house clean is to throw something out there, and all the guilty people that have a guilty conscience will be the first ones to go.
Bitch.
Yeah, that's true, Paula. Or bitch. Like, man. Oh, man. Oh, well, I mean, we went out earlier. We just went through the banks and things, but it's like, oh, my God. Everywhere out in town is like a, it's like a madhouse. It's a madhouse full of people. It's like, wow. It's like, man, what a madhouse.
Not me. I ain't going nowhere today.
Well, I'm actually got to be back on the road. I do tomorrow. And as long as I'm not in no shops or malls or anything like that, I think I'll be all right.
My nurse practitioner wanted me to go to Walmart with her on Black Friday. It's like, no, hell no. I've never done Black Friday, and I ain't fucking going to start it now.
Right.
Especially at big fucking Walmart.
All right, big shout-out to you, Jim Gormley, and Michael Patterson. Big shout-out to you. I've also got another birthday I forgot about, Miss Kathleen Baker. Kathleen Baker is my mamaw's sister. So happy birthday, Miss Kathleen. And they put my mamaw and I see you yesterday. She has pneumonia, and she's having real bad trouble breathing, so they had to move her to ICU yesterday. And then the same day that my mamaw went in there, my aunt, her daughter, also had pneumonia, but she had it so bad, I guess, where she was coughing so much, she, like, collapsed her lower lung. So, you know, be careful, folks. Be careful. I mean, I'm hearing, you know, this is the type of weather that's moving in, too, that'll help bring the sicknesses around. Wash hands. Wash your hands. Best advice I can give, wash your hands. Please wash your hands. It's not going to kill you. Let's see. What else have we got?
I don't even want to hear Christmas music on my radio right now. It is not Christmas yet. No wonder people get suicidal during Christmas season. You got to fucking listen to it for a month before Christmas, so you don't enjoy it by the time Christmas gets here.
I'm like you. I'm dragging this year. I mean, it's like, okay, you know, I got to put up a tree. It means I got to move some furniture around. I'm thinking.
I'm going to boycott Christmas, too.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, it's like, man.
I won't get there until Christmas. It's not Christmas till, like, the winter solstice, the 21st. You know, that's Christmas season.
21st. Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, people, the society and the media and all the we were seeing Christmas before Halloween decorations and stuff up.
Yeah.
Taken the meaning, real meaning out of it. It's all just bye, 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 bye. And then by the time Christmas comes,
well,
no wonder people are sick of it.
I think what it is, it puts people and puts people spending money that they haven't got and put them in debt. Especially
not me.
Not me either, Paula. You know.
Not even when I had kids, I didn't go in debt for Christmas.
Yeah, you know. My baby was telling me about this credit card a while ago, and it's like, oh, no, well, definitely not. Well, definitely. So he shredded every bit of it. Yeah, it's like, oh, no, definitely not. We don't even want to fuck with that, you know.
I don't care if you're zero.
Yeah, if it's zero and all this of that, of no matter what it is, no, it's like, no, 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 don't want it. All right, we're going to take a break. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, but it's 4:20 here by Don Miller out of Doyletown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley, and we're going to be back in 2 minutes and 26 seconds. Are you ready, Paula?
I sure am. Thanks to Angel.
All right, here we go.
of the past.
They're getting off of work, I'm getting on my boat. Right now it's happy hour, I'm lighting up a smoke. The world keeps turning, and I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and 4:20 here. I learned a long time ago, for me, alcohol is not the buzz of my choice. I'll have a smoke while you have a beer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today. Life is good. Let's toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today. Life is good. Let's toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. Somewhere at 4:20 here.
Yeehaw, yeehaw. What a badass little song. Well, there's a new thing says that
instead of radio.
Does vitamin D help fight diseases?
I'm sure it does.
I would think that it would too, Paula. And, you know, one of the biggest ways of getting vitamin D is outside, and where I think you have people less and less that tend to get outside and enjoy the things outside, you know.
Don't you have a vitamin D? Don't some people have a vitamin D deficiency?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes, yes, they do. Sure do.
That's a lack of vitamin D, which is easy to get. Absolutely.
Right.
And it's free.
Yep, it's free. Mm-hmm. Well, the preacher man came in today. I've not got to see him yet. He's actually probably getting, well, no, he's not back at the motel yet because he's got a motel he'll be staying in tonight. He's spending the time with his mother-in-law today. And then he's coming to spend the day with us tomorrow. He's supposed to be at my mother's at mid-morning in the morning. So both of my brothers are going to be there. And I'm actually going to get to go and be back with my mother again. So
oh, that's cool. I want one.
Yeah,
and
oh, my God, Paula. She has a house full of them. I mean, she's got some of the most... I mean, there are so many of them. I'll try to take a picture of all of them tomorrow. All of my, you know, I mean, like I say, she's got so many, man. There's so many of them put away that, I mean, there's no way I could put them all in the thing. But, man, she's got a whole room full of them. It's just amazing. Amazing.
My mother and grandmother make quilts all the time.
And, you know, I don't know what quilt it was. It was one of the quilts yesterday Blackie was looking at. And he said, my God, it must have took you, what, years and years to quilt that. And she said, oh, no, just about 2 months. He's like, 2 months? You done that in 2 months? He's like, oh, my God. He's like, you're like a machine. I said, but, you know, I mean, she does it, you know, I mean, there's days, I mean, she'll do it daily. You know, she tracks it. She writes it down in the book on the days that she does it. how long she does it, how long it takes her to do it, you know, how many hours she works on it, what quilt it is. I mean, she's right out there on it, buddy. And actually, I know how to do it, but, I mean, I've just not done it in years. I've thought about it. I ought to take it back up because there is so many people I find often, so many people requesting and wanting them that I'm like, well, I know my mother would never part with them. So I think, well, you know, I sit around a lot and have a lot of free time, like even when I'm watching TV, and my mother watches TV too. But she sits there while she's watching and she quilts, you know. I would have to callus my fingers back up because it's like playing a guitar. You get stuck a lot. But, yeah, I think about it sometimes. I think about going back into it. But I'm like, man, I got so many damn projects going on. I need some clones. I really need some clones. I got too many projects going on for one person. Too much. I need to finish up one thing, I guess, clean up one area and then go to the next area and just say the hell with it and put myself down to one or two things. All right.
My fingers let me do all that.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I think I have such trouble with my wrist anymore. That's my biggest thing. You know, my damn wrist have went out on me. It's like hell. I think I'd rather my legs have went out on me than my wrist and my hands. Cause
I don't know.
My
right knee. Yeah, but you can't fucking walk. That sucks, too. You know, so.
When I
don't know.
I'm blessed over that knee. If you remember, I was having knee problems there for a while myself. And all of a sudden, just the knee quit bothering me, and it hasn't bothered me, I know, for 6 or 7 months now, maybe close to a year. So I begin to wonder if it was. I don't know what mine was. I never did find out what mine was. All right, we're on kneecaps today. No, I'm just kidding.
And mine's swollen like twice the size of my other one.
I want to give a big shout-out to all of our young men and women out there in the military. Thank each and every one of you for your service and for the ones that have served and the ones that are never forgotten. Big shout-out.
Yeah.
That was a thing that was dear to Gatewood's heart, and I want us always to be traditional about that, too, and things.
And bye-bye.
I hear there's a new guy that's maybe going to start running. He wants to run under like a platform of Gatewood's as an independent. I don't know much about him just yet. Right, Paula. No changing your name, right.
Right.
Just
not to Gatewood.
Right, yeah, change it to whatever you want to, but not Gatewood, exactly, I agree. So I want to thank everybody.
Man, that gets me off so much, I wanted to hurt him. If I'd ever seen him, I'd have probably went off on him.
Right. I want to thank everybody out there again that's shared the show, listened to the show. Everybody have a good evening. No drinking and driving, texting and driving, Pokemon and driving, or any of that stupid stuff, Codust. Yes, thank you so much, Michael. Michael, big shout out to Michael Van Dyke. God bless everybody. We love everybody. We'll be back tomorrow with another show. Love you, Pioneer Paula, with all my heart. And bye bye, everybody.
You. Bye. That's the best.
Just a little old fashioned karma coming down. A little old fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sewing. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
I am Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.